All right, I take it back. I don't see any Ritas up here, so forget I ever mentioned it. They're not an underwriter. But I will tell you about an underwriter. Attic Records. That's right. WRCT is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned family is operated shop. Owned and operated is an independently owned and operated shop and buys and sells new and used records and CDs. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Mentally Ill Vale. For more information, 412-821-6484 or atticrecords.com. There you go. You want to spend some money on some vinyl? Go there. Want to be smart like me? Steal it off the internet. Hey! I spent my whole life throwing money away on music. That's this collection and all the stuff that I'm playing. You know, I can't even tell you how much money went into this collection. But now, I don't mind at all getting the freebie. I don't know why. I should feel guilty about it. But then I have such a huge taste and huge... I'm really greedy and gluttonous for music. I'm always want to hear new music. I always want to hear what's out there. I always want to dig backwards and see what was there. You know, if you can hear every song ever recorded or ever sang, man, that would take you several lifetimes. But it is a really good goal, because music, without music, man, life just ain't that exciting. Without music, just ain't that exciting. I mean, they actually use music to keep people from, you know, revolting. Like if they have like, you know, that's why they have like Muzak and stuff where and you're in some dumb job. They have like music overhead, you know, but they let you even play your own music at your desk now when you're doing just anything to keep you working. And that music is kind of like a brain pacifier, you know. It kind of gets you go, oh, yeah, I love that song, as you're digging that ditch. You know, you're digging that ditch and sweat's pouring down your forehead, and all of a sudden it's, oh, yeah, man, I love that song by Foghat, Fool for the City. Yeah, baby. Yeah, keep digging. That's a rough gig. You see all these, you know, a lot of people complain about the road construction, but those dudes are out, yeah, and gals, are out there really making things safe. They're making sure those potholes are a good 4 feet deep. Greed Machine, Lalu, Zombo in Your Brain.
Chicago, where I live, there's an outfit that'd tow almost anything off the street. But they deal mostly with automobiles. And we call them the Lincoln Park Pirates. The street lamps are on in Chicago tonight, and lovers are gazing at stars. The stores are all closing, and Daly is dozing, and the fat man's counting the cars. And there's more cars than places to put them, he said, but I got room for them all. So round them up, boys, 'cause I want some more toys. Hit the lot by the grocery store. To me,
way, hey, tow away. The Lincoln Park Pirates are we.
From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy, and we always collect our fee. To me,
way, hey, tow away. We plunder the streets of your town.
Be it Edsel or Chevy, there's no car too heavy, and no one can make us shut down. We break into cars when we gotta, with pickaxe and hammer and saw. And they said this garage had no license, but little care I for the law. All my drivers are friendly and courteous. They're good manners you always will get, 'cause they all are recent graduates of the charm school in Joliet. Tell me,
way, hey, tow them away. The Lincoln Park Pirates are we.
From Wilmette to Gary, there's none that's so hairy, and we always collect our fee. To me,
way, hey, tow them away. We plunder the streets of your town.
Be it Edsel or Chevy, there's no car too heavy, and no one can make us shut down. And when all the cars are collected, and all of their fenders are ruined, then I'll tow every boat in Belmont Harbor to the Lincoln Park Lagoon. And when I've collected the ransom and sunk all the ones that won't yield, then I'll tow all the planes that are blocking the runways at Midway, O'Hare, and Meigs Field. To me,
way, hey, tow them away. The Lincoln Park Pirates are we.
From Wilmette to Gary, there's nothing so hairy, and we always collect our fee. To me,
way, hey, tow them away.
Now citizens gather around, and I think it's enough, and let's call his bluff. Let's tow the bum out of town.
There, now I played it. I played it. I got three complaints already for playing the live version. This is the studio version. It's better. Yeah, I'll give you that. It's better. There you go. You guys happy now? I know. So there you go. There's a big chunk of listeners that go, oh my gosh, he played the great version of it. Now I can sleep at night. Yeah. Here is a request by the Melnick. That's right. OJ's, for the love of money, in thine brain, I see day.
We'll ride their own brother.
As OJs with For the Love of Money, a request by the Melnick Zombo in your brain. Today is all songs about greed and doing the seven deadly sins. And today is greed, of course. Let's see here. We did that. We're pretty good. Pretty good. So, yeah, you know, some people say, why can't you just blame music? Why can't you just shut up? Why you always got to like stir things up? Why you always got to Get getting. And I'll tell you why. Very important thing. 95% of all the media out there is just all just like tricks and misinformation and misdirection. Anything to keep you from knowing all the stuff that's going on. Now they say, oh, there's this guy got this and this guy that. Okay, like as far as people get detained and people get that. These are the stories you see. Imagine what you don't see. You know, oh, this family got this and this little kid got because somebody found out. And you see it. The stuff you don't see. That is frightening. And my goodness, let's look at the headlines today, okay? Raging war and the super crazy stuff going on in this country and all over, and it's all pretty much all this country's fault, okay? It's pretty much Orange Turd's fault. Don't kid yourself. All right, here's today, all the stuff that's going on. Let's see what the headline is today on AOL News. Well, let's see here. It says, Valerie Bertinelli says posing naked at 65 feels better than posing in that bikini 20 pounds ago. That is headline. That is the headline. That's today's headline. And you wonder why I get so upset about stuff. Because I'm not even a Valerie Bertinelli guy. I more or less thought Mackenzie Phillips was cuter. You know, call me a weirdo, but I always thought Mackenzie Phillips just had that more quirky kind of cool look. Valerie Bertinelli was just like pretty. She's pretty, you know. But Mackenzie Phillips just seemed to have a lot of personality, be wacky and fun. That's just me, you know. It's not as easy as picking between, you know, Wilma Flintstone and Betty Rubble. I mean, hands down, it's Betty Rubble, you know. Just saying. Rough one is Jane Jetson or Judy Jetson, mother daughter. I say both. Or Daphne, or Velma's really getting a lot of really good play these days. The Scooby-Doo girls, Velma and Daphne. Velma. Velma's getting a lot of good play, you know. It's just this whole thing where the whole nerd culture is coming back, you know. The sexy nerd thing is coming back. What does that have to do with greed? Nothing. It doesn't have to be all on the same subject. I can kind of ramble a smidgen. All right, let's see here what's going on. Next week is lust. So that there you go. That takes us to, that. There's the tie-in for next week. Next week is lust. So this week is all songs about greed. And spring is here. Oh, man, does that feel good? It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, let's get in. Greed Island. Nice green place to go. Greed Island by the Surf Zombies. WRCT 88.3.
buck, a yen, a buck, or a pound, a buck, a pound, a buck, or a pound is all that makes the world go round. That clinking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money. If you happen to be rich and you feel like a nice entertainment, you can pay for gay escapades. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring ting-a-ling for some mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you groan by the lot, you can take it on the chin for a cap and begin to recover on your 14 carat yacht. What? Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes us go round, the flat we both are sure on being poor. Money, 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 money.
Money.
That's too angry. It's greed by the dirtbag. A little too angry for my because we just got done with money and greed. Sometimes it's just a little too carried away. Like me sometimes. I'll play in the background. ABBA, Money, 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 and by request, Joel Grey and Liza Minnelli from Cabaret doing Money, Money, Money. So Greedy by 999, Greed by David Ginsberg, and we heard So Greedy by 999. So there. Ooh, man, what a show. It is 11:30 coming up. You're listening to Zombo right here in your brain today. We're going through greed. And you know, there's people say, money doesn't mean that much. You know who says money doesn't mean that much? Rich people. You know who say, beauty isn't everything? Good-looking people. You know. But go figure. Wise nuggets of profound revelations. Every now and then I do okay. So we got some new PSAs here. How about this? Let's dig this new one, okay? We've all been there. I'm reading this cold. I do not know where this is going. We've all been there. It's midnight. Gimme, gimme, gimme a man after midnight. No, it's as if you're finally locked in on that project, just about to crash. I guess you're this is like students talking. You locked in on that project, I guess, and you're about to crash, and the fire alarm starts screaming. Your first instinct is to groan and ignore it. But that is a mistake that could cost you everything. Fire drills are not just a compliance thing. They're your only chance to make sure you hear the alarm in your room and know the exits. Most fires don't... Sorry, I dozed off. Does this thing got a snooze alarm on it? Most fires don't happen when it's convenient. Okay. Most of them don't. Some of them do. Hey, what happened to that failing business? Oh, that caught on fire. Oh, what happened? Oh, that caught on fire. When they happen, it's dark and it's confusing. Well, it's not that dark, you know, because it's a fire. Next time you hear the fire alarm, grab your CMU. No students listen to this show. But if you are, grab your ID from your nightstand and move. Find your alternate exit. Jump out the window. There you go. Go out to assembly points and stay there until you're given the all clear by the officials. This drill takes 10 minutes. A fire takes everything else. Don't ignore the alarms. To learn more, please visit the Environmental Health and Safety website at edu.eh. So there you go. That's telling students that they should listen to the fire alarm. These are supposed to be smart kids. These are supposed to be the cream of the crop from around the world at CMU. Yet I got to tell you guys, when you hear a fire alarm and you smell smoke, maybe you should get out of your building. Maybe you should do that. Whew, man, bunch of dummies. It ain't cheap going here. I'm sure it's a fortune. I'm sure it's a fortune here. They can afford this station. This station is just like a blip on the radar. Isn't that hilarious? This, how much a radio station costs? And to them, it's like three tuitions. So I'm on your brain here. I'm near right there where you're at. I should tell you about a show on the station. The Echo Chamber. Hello? Hello? Another one with these questions. Is anybody out there? No, because this is college radio and only four people and a bunch of drug addicts listen to this show. If you can hear this, drop by the Echo Chamber Tuesday, 6 p.m. and listen to good music together. Yeah. Music nerds and ne'er-do-wells are pretty much the RCT audience, and I get the ne'er-do-wells. I'm sure you folks are doing just fine out there. You're doing just fine. It's so nice to be back on the radio. Apologies for last week not being on the radio, but the nice thing is I did have some people say, "Wow, I didn't get to listen to all that last show because I was freaking out. I couldn't hear the show. I was freaking out. I was all hopped up on goofballs and freaking out." But this, I got to hear last week's show last week, or the week before show last week. But you'll hear this week's show next week. It's like that old Daffy Duck bit, right? This was last week, last Tuesday, last week. Yeah. Do you know that they didn't even write all that stuff? If you ever watch like, Abbott, especially Abbott and Costello, if you ever watch Abbott and Costello, they wrote none of those things. They stole those all these vaudeville things. It's almost like how folk songs were. You know, one guy writes a folk song. Another guy kind of hears it, changes it a little bit. Then another guy, and the next thing you know, it's a Steve Goodman tune. It's kind of like that with comedy. You know, I believe the first Who's on First was an African-American comedy team did Who's on First. Can you imagine that? Whitey lifting stuff. Yeah. Oh, man. All right, you're greed. We got some. Oh, so this is neat. So I got a few more songs that have greed in the title. Then what do you think is one of the most greedy words out there? And it's not even a real word. It's so lazily greedy that it's smashed into one word. And that's the word gimme. G-I-M-M-I-E. Gimme. Gimme. And I always told this kid not to ever say that. But there's so many songs that have gimme in the title. And that's going to be like the next section once I muscle through these last couple greed tunes. This is the Stone Age Hearts with Your Greed. Zombo in Your Brain, RCT. Hey. Yeah. Hearts and Your Greed. Sounds like somebody must have listened to this gimme song. Yep, ripped it right off. Spencer Davis Group. Gimme Some 11.
Matilda Jones was going steady, but the guy was never ready. He just couldn't satisfy her curiosity. He talked real big about what he'd do, till finally she said, listen you, if you've got what you say you've got, you'll hit the spot with me. Hey, give me what you promised me, Daddy. Do right by your baby tonight. You know you promised to give me that thrill, and if you don't come up with it, I'll find somebody else who will. Give me what you promised me, Daddy. After all, how long can I wait? We've been hugging, we've been kissing, and I'm a nervous wreck. I hope that it's a good one, 'cause that's what I expect. So give me what you promised me, Daddy. Do right by your baby tonight. Since I was a little girl and I first played with boys, this is what I always wanted. Who cared about those toys? So don't be bashful, Daddy, I don't expect a lot. It's the little things in life that count, so give me what you got. You told me that I'd get it last Sunday in the back seat of the car. And if you do what you promise, then I'll really know how good a man you are. Won't you let me just take a peek, dear? Please don't keep me here on a string. Let me have it, let me have it. I don't care if it's dark. Give it to me right here in the park. Give me what you promised me, Daddy. Come on, spring. Give me my engagement ring.
Have them. So yeah, the girl. better it would be. What the black men do ain't nothing strange and new. They wongo in the jungle, follow the monkeys in the zoo.
Lost, I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme, gimme that thing.